Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Re'eh Tovshin Pehei. So we're going to learn the Meshech Chachma that is not directly on the Parsha, but it's connected to the Parsha. And we'll see how Reb Meir Simcha learned some psukim in Divrei HaYomim. And this is the Meshech Chachma. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk of Zayin, the dam levachecha yishafech, and the dam of your carbon you should spill, or you should throw. And then the Pasuk continues at the end, v'abasar teichal, and then you could eat the meat. And Rav Meir Simcha has two pieces on the Pasuk directly, and then he goes to a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis. These are psukim in Divrei Hayomim Perek Lamed Hei. Bayas Yoshio B'Yushalayim Pesach LaHashem. The Yoshio HaMelech made a Pesach LaHashem. He had Klal Yisrael bring a carbon Pesach. And the pasuk later in pasuk Yidches says, V'Leinasa Pesach Kamoyu B'Yisrael. Mimei Shmuel Hanavi, there wasn't such a carbon Pesach that all of Klal Yisrael did since the days of Shmuel Hanavi. V'chamach Yisrael also got Pesach Asher Asa Yoshio v'Kehanim v'Levim v'Chol Yehuda v'Yisrael Nimsei v'Yeshu Yishalayim. This was the Yoshio HaMelech who brought an unbelievable resurgence of tshuva to Klal Yisrael in his time, and part of that tshuva, there's another Meshech Chachma by the Karban Pesach, which talks about why Yoshio Dafka brought about, made such an event of a Karban Pesach. When you're Mevar Avodah Zarah, so you bring a Karban Pesach, says Reb Meir Simcha, I think in Parshas Baal Yischa. But here he's Medayik in the Psukim. Says the Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayishchatu HaPasach, and they shechted the Karban Pesach. Says the Metzudah is David, who shechted it? HaLevim Shachatu, it was the Levim. Because shchitas kshera bizar, you do not need a kayin to do the shchita of a carbon, even a non-kayin, a levi Yisrael could shecht. Vayizriku ha-kayhanim miyodam, but the zrika, the throwing of the blood on the mizbeach, that was the kayhanim who threw it, miyodam, miyad ha-leviyim, says the Mitzudas David, they took it from the leviyim. Now one second. The kayhanim have to do kabbalah. The catching of the blood, it has to be done by a kayin. The shechita could be done by anyone. But mikabalah ve'elach, meaning catching the dam, bringing it to the mizbeach, throwing it on the mizbeach, that has to be done by kehanim. So what does it mean? And they threw, the kehanim threw it miyadam, from their hands, says the Mitzudas, miyad ha-leviyim. What do you mean? The leviyim did the kabbalah? No. Because after the kehanim did the kabbalah, ha-kehanim ha-shivu b'yodam ha-mizrikais im ha-dam li'ayiz mucha l'zrika. Very interesting. He says that the kehanim put the pitchers, the bowls, the mizrak of blood that they had caught, they gave it to the levi to hold until the kehanim would need it. I would assume, I don't remember, but this gets into the Gemara that talks about if this is okay, if having it in the hand of a czar in the middle, is this considered halacha? Maisa itztava, the Gemara says, not really doing anything, just standing there. So that's a Gemara in Zvachim, if I remember correctly. So says the pasuk. So vayizrika hakayin miyodam v'halevim mafshitim, but the levim, they were able to skin the karbanis pesach again. You don't need a kayin for the skinning. This is the pasuk Reb Meir Simcha now quotes in here in Meshech Chachma. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayasiru ha'oila. And they removed the oila. What do you mean the oila? Says the Metzudas. Mikol Pesach, from every carbon Pesach, hasiru dvar ha'oila mimenu ala mizbeach. Oila means the parts that are going to be brought on the mizbeach. In a carbon Pesach, there are different parts. You shecht it, the blood gets thrown on the mizbeach. From the limbs, some of the limbs go on the mizbeach, and the rest get eaten by the chabura of whoever the group is, that this is their carbon Pesach. So when it says the words here, ha'oila, those that go up, it means to say those pieces that are going to go on the Mizbeach, v'heim ha'imurim, they're referred to as the imurim, the limbs that go on the Mizbeach. Continues the pasuk, lisitam, to give them lemiflagos leveis ha'avos livnei ha'am. So says the mitzudus. What does that mean? Lisitam laseis hapsachim, to give the carbon pesach laakites hachalukas mibate avos, from the different groups that there were. Continues the pasuk, lahakriv laHashem, to be makriv to Hashem. Says the Mitzudas, this word lahakriv laHashem is out of place. Chayzer al reishis hamikra. It's going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Loimar hasiru ha'ila lahakriv laHashem. Meaning, when you read the pasuk according to the Mitzudas, it should say, vayasiru ha'ila, and they remove the ha'ila, meaning the parts that are going to Mizbeach, skip lehakriv laHashem, to be makriv those pieces laHashem. Now go back, lesitam leflagos leveis levnei ha'am, and then to give it to the groups of the kehanim, to give to the people whose carbon pesach it is. So according to the mitzvahs, you read it, they remove the oila, skip to the end of the pasuk lehakriv laHashem, the parts that are going to be makriv laHashem. Then go back to the middle, that the rest of the animal they're going to give to the Bnei Ha'am, to whose carbon it is. Kakosu b'sefer Moshe, like it says in the Sefer Moshe, like it says in the Torah, this is what you're supposed to do. V'chein la'bakar, says the pasuk, says the mitzudas, and they did the same thing to the bakar of the Shalmei Chagiga. When you bring a carbon pesach has to be eaten after you're full already. So therefore you have to fill up on the carbon chagiga. So you bring a carbon chagiga, sheisiru mitchila seimurim, v'chein labakar, means that with the chagiga as well, they remove the limbs that are going to be brought to Hashem, and then they gave the rest of it to its owners. So Rav Meir Simcha is bothered by the fact that he doesn't quote the mitzudos, but he's bothered by the fact that the pasuk doesn't seem to flow well. According to the mitzudos, we have to skip in the middle and then come back. Again, the pasuk says, "Vayasiru ha'ila," they remove the ha'ila, "L'sitam l'miflagis l'veisabes l'vnei'am," to give the carbon to the groups of the people, "L'hakriv l'Hashem," that goes back on ha'ila, the parts that they removed that are going to go on the mizbeach to be brought l'Hashem, "Kakosu b'sefer Moshe," "V'chein la'bakar," Rameir Simcha is bothered by the order of the pasuk. "V'hanira," and he says such a beautiful pshat, "the kivein," that the pasuk is b'mechavin, this is the Gemara in the end of Perek Tam and Nishchat in the Bavli Psachim Samach Dal Ramad Beis, and as well as the Yerushalmi and Psachim. And we had that recently, Yerushalmi. I think tomorrow might be the Siyam. And I'm a little behind due to my traveling last week. That's why there was no Meshech Chachmashir. But I think tomorrow is the Siyam of Psachim Yerushalmi. So it's very apropos. So we had this Gemara in the Yerushalmi as well in Psachim. Where's the exact Gemara Mokim? It's in the fifth parak as well, if I remember correctly. In the fifth parak, Halacha Yud, in the Yerushalmi. Umasni b'teres kayanim, and it's as well a brisa in the teres kayanim. What is all these? The pasuk says, v'hikti roi, shelo ya'ariv chalovav shel zeh bozeh. The Gemara makes a drasha. It says, and you should burn it. Shlo ya'arev chalovim ze shel ze beze. Rashi and Psachim says, you burn them mashma levadon, you burn them by themselves. Let me just make sure I'm reading the pasuk correctly. Vayikra. I'm sorry, Viktiru. Paragimma Pasuk Hei, Viktiru Aisei B'nei Aaron HaMizbech Hala Oila. And she burned them. So Chazal Darshan, Viktiru, says Rashi, Mashma Levadon. Each one is burnt by itself. Shelo Ya'ariv Chalavim Shel Karbon Zeh B'Chalavim Shel Karbon Acher. That when you put it on the Mizbeach, each karban is put separately. So you have the insides of one karban. You put it in a bowl, the Bishamim Psachim says over there. Nosnu b'magas, you put them in a bowl. So you didn't pile all the innards of all the karbanot Psachim together and throw them in the Mizbeach. Each karban gets its own bowl because it has to be burnt on its own. You put it on the Maracha. Once it's on the Maracha, it's all burnt together, the Gemara of the Yerushalmi says over there. But at least when you're putting it on the Maracha, each one has to be individual. Shele Yarev Chalovav Shel Zebozeh. Vim Kain. So Mimela says Rameir Simcha, Hayutzrichim lahakter kochel ve karban mivnei atzmai. So here in Divrei Hayamim, when we're bringing the karban Pesach, we have to burn each and every karban its chelev, its pieces that are going to go on the mizbeach, its fats that are going on the mizbeach by itself. V'lezeh omar. So that's pshat in the pasuk. Vayasiru ha'ayla. They remove the oila. What's the oila? We said, Hainu ha'imurim. These are the insides, the emurim, that are going to go on the mizbeach. Continues the pasuk. L'sitam l'mifagos l'beis avos. To give them to the groups of the beis avos. Pirush. Kol karbon b'fnei atzmo sh'leilarev chalovim zebezeh. Each karbon belonged to a group. So that group's karbon goes by itself, individually, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Lahakriv laHashem, to be brought to Hashem. So, when you read the Pasuk according to Rav Simcha, it's beautiful. Vayasiru oila, they remove the oila, they remove the parts that are going to be put on the Mizbeach. Lisitam limlifagis leveisavis levnei ha'am, each one remains separate according to its group. Lahakriv laHashem, to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because each one has to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mizbeach separately. So according to Rav Meir Simcha, we're not talking about giving out the rest of the karban to the group. The whole pasuk is referring only to the emurim, and the pasuk is describing that each set of emurim for each group remained by itself, lahakriv lahashem, to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, Rav Meir Simcha is bothered by the next question. What's kakosuv b'sefer Moshe? Very interesting lashon. Like it's written in the sefer of Moshe. Well, what's this telling us? Karban Pesach is in the Torah. Like, why do you have to say that? V'hinei. So he says another chiddush. Matan damim ve'ibruim mimurim le'nizkar klal b'pesach. Chazal tell us that when you learn through all the karbanos in the Torah, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it doesn't say anything about zrikas hadam, how you throw the blood of the Karban Pesach on the Mizbeach. It doesn't say it mefurish anywhere in the Pasuk, and it doesn't say mefurish anywhere in the Pasuk the parts of the Karban that are brought on the Mizbeach, the limbs. It talks about the body, that you roast it and you eat it, but the part that goes on the Mizbeach, that the Torah doesn't say anywhere. Uv'sifri Parshas Korach, in the Sifri and Parshas Korach, Yalif lo mehodachsiv, the Sifri learns it from the Pasuk in our Parsha here, in Parshas Re'eh. And this is how the shtickle finds itself here on Perek Yud Beis Pasuk of Zayin. V'dam zivochecho yishofech v'habois baser toichal. That what? L'mat andamim. So what does it say in the Sifri? The Sifri is telling us that our Pasuk, v'dam zivochecho yishofech, the dam of the carbon should be poured. What carbon are we referring to? So the Tzifri says, we're talking about the carbon Pesach. This pasuk is referring to the carbon Pesach, that after you throw the blood, then v'habasar teichel, you're able to eat the basar. So that is the makar of zrikas hadam, or shvichas hadam, is exactly what you do with the carbon Pesach. But the however the dam gets thrown or poured on the mizbeach is from our pasuk. Umatan emurim, how do we know that some of the limbs go on to the mizbeach, burnt to be burnt? Yalef b'kal v'chaymer v'v'char, ayin sham. The Zifri learns a kal v'chaymer from b'char. So you can look over there, the Zifri and Kairach, exactly what the kal v'chaymer is, ayin sham. V'heichon k'siva, v'dam z'v'chech yishafich. Now where is this pasuk? V'dam zivachecha yishaveich. B'mishnah Torah. It's in Devarim, which is called Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is what Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah with Klal Yisrael. Lochein omar kakosuv b'sefer Moshe. Hainu Sifroi Mishnah Torah. That's why the Pasuk says over here, and they removed the Oilah to put them on the Mizbeach. What do you mean? Since when do you have to put a carbon Pasach Zemurim on the Mizbeach? Where does it say that anywhere in the Torah? Kakasu B'Sefer Moshe. It says it in Mishnah Torah. It says it in Sefer Devarim, which is called the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where does it say it in our Pasuk? And then, with the Kal Chomer that the Sifri learns, as well to teach us that there's matan dam and emurim on the mizbeach. Says Rameir Simcha, I'll bring you another raya that when it says kakasa b'sefer Moshe, it refers to devarim. V'chein amar. There's another pasuk here in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Chav Hei, pasuk Dalit. This is talking about Amatzyahu. Amatzyahu became the king. Vayasa Yosha ben Hashem. And then Vayikashechaz kamamlochalo vayergas avodim amakim es melechaviv. His avodim, the avodim had killed his father. And his father, I think, was Yayash, if I remember correctly. And so he killed those who killed his father. But he didn't kill their children. Because it says in the Torah, where's that pasuk? V'zebe Mishnah Torah, l'chein Amar, b'sefer Moshe. So says Rameir Simcha, you see again, that when it says b'sefer Moshe, it means in Mishnah Torah. Because that's the Pasuk in Perek, Chav Dalid, Pasuk Tezayin. Another Raya, v'ayin b'medrash Chukas. Another Raya, says Rameir Simcha. Kisham le HaKadosh Baruch Hu poikid oven aves abonim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he remembers the Aveira of the fathers to punish the children. It says in Aseres Hadibros, Omar Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Rabbeinu Shalom, this is a Medrash in Chukas, Rabbeinu Shalom, kama Rishayim halidu tzadikim? How many Rishayim had tzadikim as children, you, noitlin ma'avayna tzaviyam, and they're going to be punished for their father's sins? Terach oivet slomim v'avram b'nai tzadik. Terach was oivet avaydazar, Avram, his son, was a tzadik. V'chein chizkiya tzadik, v'achazav v'rasha, v'chein yoshiyo tzadik, v'amutzav v'rasha, v'chein noshiyo tzadikim, loikim b'avayin aviyam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, is it fair, is it right, that the children should get punished for the sins of their fathers? Amar le'akadosh baruch limadani. Kadosh baruch says, you're right, you taught me something. Chayecha shani mevatul dvarai u'mikayim dvarecha. I'm going to be mevatel my words, and I'm going to be mekayim your words. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Devarim, lo yumsu avos habanim, uvanim lo yumsu al avos. That no, children will not die for their father's sins. V'chayecha, it says the Rabbeinu Sham, shani koisvon lishmecha. I'm going to write them in your name. Shenemar, kakosu pasuk emelachim beiz yodalid vav, kakosu b'sefer teiras Moshe asher tziva Hashem. So Meir Simcha says that the Medrash is being medayik in this Pasuk of Malachim. That when it says, Basefer Teiras Moshe Asher Tziva Hashem, it's referring to Devarim where Hashem said in Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer, Lo Yumsu Avos Habonim, Are Here Gishu. You see, the Medrash is margish. Masha Amar B'Sefer Moshe, Shal Mishnah Torah Kivein. So it's a riot to what I'm saying again, says Meir Simcha, that when it says over here, it means in Mishnah Torah. And that's a raya, says Rameir Simcha, too. His pshat in the pasuk that we started off, Vayasiru ha'ila, now let's read the pasuk, and they removed the parts that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Lisitam lemiflagais leveis avis levneom, to give them that they should be unique and individual. And each chabura to itself, they have to be put on the Mizbeach. La'akriv la'Hashem, to them be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each carbon individually. Where does it say bechlal that there's matandam and emurim on the mizbeach hakasu b'sefer Moshe, like it says in Mishnah Torah, that we learn from our pasuk v'dam zavachach yishafech v'abas v'toichal, that there's a din of matandam ve'emurim on the mizbeach? That, says Rav Meir Simcha, is how you read the psukim over here. We see how Rav Meir Simcha's mamish medayik in the seder hapsukim. We see how Rav Meir Simcha's medayik in the loshen, and this idea that when it says b'sefer Moshe, it means in Mishnah Torah, in Devarim, that we see here from the other place in Divrei Hayamim, we see from the Medrash, was margish. Rav Meir Simcha's loshen harigishu mashamar b'sefer Moshe, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be mevatel what you said. But I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to be mekayim what you said, and I'm going to write it l'shmecha shenemar kakosu b'sefer teiras ma'ishar shertiva Hashem, which is in Devarim, mamish, misukim midvash rabbeisai. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Kol tov.